as the Lumberjacks come to bat here in the fourth inning. Sam Romanski is going to lead things off here for the Lumberjacks. Romanski popped out to short his first time up. One nothing Lumberjacks. And Rob Bolin out for his second inning of work on the hill for Nakusa. Romanski in the box. Here's the pitch, and that's chopped toward third. Big hop. Throw across is going to be in time for the out. Making the throw across there was Jared Olson. And Romanski grounds out for the first down of the inning. And that'll bring up Luke Strick, the second baseman. He grounded out on the first pitch he saw to lead off the second. Bolin ready to work here. Fastball grounded again to short. Hard shot. The throw across is going to be in time. So two pitches, two outs here in the fourth inning for the Lumberjacks. Both on ground balls, and Tanner Denke, the center fielder, will come to the plate. Denke struck out his first time up. Strick has seen a grand total of two pitches here tonight. The wind by Bolin in the pitch. That's taken for a strike on the outside part of the plate, and it's 0-1. Bolin working quickly, the 0-1 pitch. Check swing and a slow curveball outside, and it's 1-1. He was able to check his swing there. One ball, one strike. Looks like there are three games going on here yet among the four field. Here's a ground ball towards second, routine play. And Nakusa has an easy inning here in the fourth for the Lumberjacks. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Score after 3.5 remains, East 1 and Nakusa nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
We are Buckhorns!
And we're back here as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Nakusa will have Ty Kreider, their left fielder, to lead things off here. Brand is out again for his fourth inning of work now. I don't think there are any defensive changes out there for the Lumberjacks right now. And Brand continues to throw his warm-up pitches here. A reminder once again, check out Everything Lumberjacks on FoxSportsWausau.com. If you're at an East game, post your photos to EverythingLumberjacks.com, hashtag WausauEast. If you're not, hear the play-by-play podcasts and see game photos at everythinglumberjacks.com. The wind by Brand and the pitch. Kreider takes low and outside, ball one. Trying to post some pictures, and I will when I get back to Wausau. My phone was having problems getting a signal and posting the pictures. Next pitch is a slow curveball, swung on and missed, 1-1. The line by Brand, the 1-1 pitch, breaking ball lifted in the air to center field. Denke going back, now still going back, and he'll make the catch. Had trouble picking that one up right away, but was able to draw a bead on it and put it away. Kreider got a good swing on that one and hit it hard, but Denke makes the play out in center field for the first down. One down. And that'll bring up Zach Arendt, the second baseman. The wind and the pitch. That's a strike. Catches the outside part of the plate. 0-1. Arendt walked his last time up after being behind 0-2 in the count. The wind by Brand and the pitch. Breaking ball chopped foul back to the screen. And it's quickly 0-2 once again. No balls, two strikes. Arendt way up in front of the box trying to hit that curveball before it breaks. Let's see what Brand tries to throw him now. Romanski setting up outside. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball outside low. And it's 1-2. Trying to get Arendt to chase one there, and he wouldn't do it. One ball, two strikes. The wind and the pitch. Fastball in the dirt inside. 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, one out, nobody on here for Nakusa in the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. He tied him up with an inside fastball, and Arendt couldn't get it, and there are two down here in the fourth inning. And Marshall Getzloff, now playing first base, will come to the plate. He was the starting pitcher for Nakusa through two innings here. And he laid down a sacrifice bunt his last time up. But with nobody on and two out, he'll be swinging away here. Lefty to lefty, here's the pitch. That's driven in the air, but foul and out of play, right side. He turned that on that one a little too early. And it's 0-1. Getzloff, big kid. Obviously, looks like he's got the power to get it out of here. It's 3:15 down the lines if you directly pull it. It goes out to the power alleys and then 380 to dead center. Of course, the bats that the high school kids have had to use the last few years. Next pitch, foul tip on a curveball, 0-2. Are not designed for lots of long balls. Hard to really hit home runs anymore with these bats. Very doubtful that any home run records will be set at the high school level anymore. Unless they change the bats back at some point, and I don't see that happening. 0-2, Getzloff called time and backed out. Now he's back in. Romanski sets up outside. Brand ready to work. Inside, shot the corner and missed, as Bob Uecker would say, and it's 1-2. Trying to get Getzloff to chase something out of the zone there. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Breaking ball, tied him up inside. He got a piece of it and fouled it away. And the count remains 1-2. They lowered the ability of the bats to hit the ball hard for safety reasons for the pitchers and third baseman, first baseman. There's the pitch lifted in the air. Shallow center field, Denke coming on, hiding going out, and it's going to drop. Nobody took charge of that one. It would have been a tough play for hiding. Denke's got to come in. He's slowed down. If he would have taken command and really went after that one, I think he could have made the play. Instead, he backed off, didn't want to collide with hiding. Center fielder's ball, you've got to call off the shortstop in that situation. So now a base hit. First hit of the game is a fly ball to shallow center field that probably should have been caught. Getzloff is on, and with two outs, Brand ready to work. First pitch is outside to Xavier Vicente, who struck out his first time up. The stretch And the pitch. That stays high. Two balls and no strikes. And once again, in a one-run game, you probably should have been out of the inning. And instead now, your pitcher's got to work. Throw extra pitches and in a stress situation. There's a drive to left field and deep. And it hangs up there. The ball is misplayed by Becker in left field. And Nakuse is going to tie this game. That ball was hit hard, but once again, the ball dies off these bats. And Becker should have made a play on that. He got turned around and the ball fell to his side as he tried to make the play. And Nakuse has tied the game. Vicente hitting the ball hard. He stops at second base. Getzloff scores all the way from first, and we're tied at one. I guess you have to give him a double on that. I don't think that Becker got a glove on it, although he probably should have made the play. So two balls to the outfield that should have been caught, and now Nakuse has a chance to take the lead. There's a chopper to first. Big hop. Corbett makes the play. We'll step on the bag, and the inning is over, but the damage is done. And Nakuse has tied the game here in the fourth inning. Make that one run, two hits, and no errors, and one man left. And the score after four complete now, East 1, Nakuse 1. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the Woodside Sports Complex outside of Boston. We're tied now as we go to the top of the fifth. It's 1-1. And another new pitcher for Nakuse, Ty Kreider, will come in from left field to pitch. Bolin moved back to first base. And it looks like that's Getzloff, who has moved out to left field. Nah, I don't think that's him. They must have a new left fielder in the game. We'll try to check that as we come to it. Top of the order for the Lumberjacks. Jordan Heiding leading things off. First pitch is high, ball one. So the Lumberjacks took the lead in the first inning, 1-0, and held it now until the bottom of the fourth when Nakuse ties it. Next pitch to Heiding popped up on the infield. Actually shallow right field. And coming in to make the grab, that's Getzloff out in right field, and they have moved someone else into left. And he makes the catch out there for the first out of the inning. One up, one down for the Lumberjacks here in the fifth, and that'll bring up Cam Gritzmacher, the right fielder. He singled and scored back in the first and also has flied out to right. Kreider ready to work, and the pitch. High, ball one. Kreider, big, tall, left-handed thrower. The wind and the pitch. Low and inside, 2-0 now. Lumberjacks looking for a base runner here. The wind and the pitch. That catches the inside corner, and it's 2-1. Gritzmacher taking all the way. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Lumberjack sports. The pitch, that's low and inside. 3-1 now to Gritzmacher. One, we're in the fifth. Kreider ready to work. The 3-1 pitch. High ball four, so East has a base runner here with one down in the fifth inning. Gritzmacher draws the walk, and that'll bring up Willie Brand. He's got a couple of hits, one of the infield variety. And Brand stands in. The stretch by Kreider, and he throws over. He had Gritzmacher leaning, and he's able to dive back in safely. A lot of moving parts in that pickoff move by Kreider right there, but Gritzmacher was leaning towards second. The stretch and the pitch. That's high, ball one. No, East would like to get that run down to second base, runner down to second base with Brand and Schubring here to hit, trying to knock in that lead run here. Let's see if they start the runner here. And the pitch. He stays where he is. Brand chops one to first. Possible double play. The throw to second is wild. Draws the shortstop off the bag, and everybody is safe. So a throwing error, fielder's choice on the first baseman, Rob Boland. Gritzmacher safe at second. Brand safe at first. And a courtesy runner coming in for the Lumberjacks. That's Adam Peterson, who will run at first base for Brand. So now East is in business. One out. Runners on first and second for Ben Schubring. Schubring has driven in the only run of the game for the Lumberjacks with a single back in the first. He also struck out looking in the third. And he stands in there now in an RBI situation. And he pops it up. Shallow center field once again. Misplayed by the center fielder. It falls over his head. Let's see if they try to score Gritzmacher. They will. Here comes the throw. It's going to be late. And the Lumberjacks have the lead. Now Peterson tried to go to third. He's going to be out. Schubring will go to second. So there are two down, but the Lumberjacks reclaim the lead. A fly ball to center field. Routine misplayed out there by the center fielder. P.J. Satala fell over his head. And Gritzmacher able to score from second base. I'm going to call that one an error. I think he got a glove on that as it fell over his head. Peterson thrown out at third for the second out. Schubring goes to second. And the pitch to Widmark is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Widmark's looked at four pitches. All of them have been strikes across the plate. Runner in scoring position. You can see Steve Heinrich down there saying, swing the bat. RBI situation. The pitch takes it low and outside. Pops away from the catcher for a moment, but Schubring will scamper back to second base. Lumberjacks, after giving up the lead in the fourth, regain it here in the fifth. They lead it 2-1. The stretch and the pitch. Inside, and it's going to be a strike on the inside corner, and Widmark now in the hole, 1-2. Has yet to swing the bat. The stretch and the pitch. This time he fouls it away out of play. Count remains 1-2. Don't forget to join us Saturday morning. The Lumberjacks will take on Marshfield in a twin bill down here in Boston. Pre-game show at 10:15. First game begins at 10:30. The 1-2 pitch. That's line into right field for a base hit. Let's see if they try to score Schubring. They are going to test the arm. Throw is off the mark. Schubring's going to score. And Widmark with an RBI single to right field. That got out there in a hurry, and Heinrich didn't even hesitate with two outs. He's going to make the right fielder make a throw, and it was offline, up the line toward third. And an RBI single by Widmark. And the Lumberjacks now lead it 3-1. And that'll bring up Ian Corbett, the first baseman. He has walked and struck out. Widmark takes his lead at first. And the pitch to Corbett, high, ball one. Widmark with four RBIs on the young season. He had three in the opening game against Adams Friendship. Here's the pitch to Corbett. Fouled back, actually fouled off the end of the bat toward the Nakusa dugout on the first base side. Ahead of that one, got a piece of it. And it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. The stretch and the pitch. High again, 2-1. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Corbett fouls it back out of play, and the count even now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to the East first baseman. Sam Romanski waits on deck if Corbett can reach. Widmark takes his lead. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, and Corbett is gone, and the inning is over. But the Lumberjacks regain the lead with two runs on one hit. There was one error, actually two errors, and one man left. And the score after 4.5 now, Lumberjacks 3, Nakusa 1. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
The Great Rate Event is on now at Cloverbelt Credit Union. Cloverbelt, the leader in vehicle financing, has teamed up with 14 area dealers and Harley-Davidson of Wausau to bring you the Great Rate Event. Great rates on all new and used vehicles now through April 18th. Get your great rate deal at all Kazurik dealerships, all Brickner family locations, Hometown Motors, Fred Miller in Schofield, Gross Motors, Nielsville, Certified Auto Center, Wausau, Wheelers in Marshfield and Medford, and Harley-Davidson of Wausau. Get a great rate and a great deal, and as a special bonus, receive a voucher for four to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. With every vehicle purchased during the Great Rate Event now through April 18th. Log on to ccuwausau.com for details and quick click links to all participating vehicle dealers and Harley of Wausau. The time to buy is now. The place to finance is Clover Belt Credit Union during the Great Rate Event on now. On now.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Lumberjacks leading. And the Nakusa will have the number nine hitter coming to the plate. Brett Netherland, the shortstop. He struck out looking his first time up. Willie Brandt back out there. They're keeping track of his pitches, and apparently they're happy with where he is. And he will start the fifth inning here. He's only given up a couple of hits. Both of those were fly balls that should have been caught. First pitch in the dirt, and that is a ball, ball one. Does have a couple of walks on the evening. The wind and the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. He chased one inside, and it's 1-1 now. We've got a delay now. Something, I think, came in. Becker runs out to left field. There was a ball out there, apparently. So he throws that out of play. And actually, the ball came from the bullpen area. East is warming somebody up in the bullpen. Somebody made an errant throw, and it went out of the bullpen and onto the field. All right, 1-1 the count. Brand ready to work. Here it comes. Breaking ball, that's looped towards short. Heiding will come up and make the play for the first out. So one down here in the fifth inning, and that'll bring up Jared Olson, the third baseman. Olson has walked and grounded to short. Three-one Lumberjacks, we're in the fifth. Brand ready to work. Here it comes. Swung on and missed. Maybe got a piece of it. Actually, no, I think it just popped away from Romanski as Olson chased one in the dirt, and it's 0-1. Nothing and one, and Willie Brand ready to work again. Here it comes. The breaking ball. That is down low. 1-1 now. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. Fastball grounded towards second. Strick ranging to his left. Can't make the play. And Olson will reach. And once again, a play that should have been made. And it will be an error on Luke Strick. Satala, P.J. Satala will come to the plate. He has struck out and reached on an error. And he represents the tying run at the plate. One down, runner at first, Brand to the stretch. And the pitch. Strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Lumberjacks just not in plays here tonight, and yet still lead 3-1. Obviously, early in the season, you haven't been outside very much, but next pitch is check swing. Actually, foul ball. He got a piece of it, and it's 0-2. I mean, taking ground balls on this surface is, as you heard Steve Heinrich talk about in the pregame show, is pretty much like taking ground balls on a gym floor. You're going to get a true hop. It's not going to be like most of the dirt fields that we see, especially early in the year. The 0-2 pitch. Here it comes. Fastball outside, and it's 1-2. Trying to get Satala to chase one there. One ball, two strikes. Runner takes his lead. Brand ready to work. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Satala is gone, and there are two down here in the fifth inning. Way out in front of a breaking ball right there, and that'll bring up Riley Erickson, the catcher, who has lined out to center and grounded to third. Brand looks in, gets the sign he wants. Long look at first, and now the pitch, fastball inside, and it's 1-0. The stretch by Brand, the check of the runner, here it comes. That should be in there for a strike. No, drop down low, 2-0. East with someone warming in the pen, so this possibly, well, I said it earlier, but this I would imagine might be Brand's last inning. Here's the pitch. That's chopped back toward the mound. Brand fields it cleanly. Steps, throws, and throws high, but Schubringer make that. Corbett went up to get it, came down on the bag for the out. Ian Corbett went high as Brand almost sailed that one into right field. And Corbett with the big play at first ends the inning for the Lumberjacks. For Nakusa in the fifth, no runs, no hits, one error, and one left. And the score after five complete now, East 3, Nakusa 1. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Mom can still rock the dance floor. Oh, my hip.
When those joints just can't swing it, make the right move by coming to Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, and you'll soon be doing your happy dance. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Need that MLB coverage?
Yes! Donner and Big Maplin!
Search no further.
Kiss it goodbye.
We got it on lockdown.
Swung on and missed strike three.
Like a Kershaw breaking ball.
12 strikeouts for Clayton Kershaw.
Or a McCutcheon swinging a drive.
That is out of here. Andrew McCutcheon, a two-run homer.
Your MLB season is covered by. Say it with me now. We are Fox Sports.
We are Fox Sports.
And we're back here as we go to the sixth inning now. Lumberjacks leading 3-1. And it will be Sam Romanski to lead things off here in the sixth. Kreider in for his second inning of work on the hill for Nakusa. Romanski has popped to short and grounded to third in two trips. And the right-hander stands in there to work against the lefty. First pitch is inside corner, strike one. Nothing and one to Romanski. The wind and the pitch. In the dirt. One and one now. The wind and the pitch to Romanski. That's inside again. Two and one. Two balls and one strike. Here it comes. Grounded towards short. Throw across is going to be in time. They get Romanski by a step. And there's one down here in the sixth inning. And Luke Strick will come to the plate. Strick has grounded out twice to short. Both times on the first pitch. He's seen two pitches tonight. See if he works the count a little bit here. Grounder ready to work. Here it comes. Swings and misses. Went after a high one, and it's 0-1. Kreider ready to work again. The 0-1 delivery. That goes way outside. 1-1 now. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. And it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Kreider winds and fires. That's high with the fastball. 2-2 now. The 2-2 delivery. Way outside, and the count now full. Strick will be East's number one pitcher this year. Got the win in the first game against Adams Friendship. The wind and the payoff pitch. Inside, ball four, and Strick will draw a walk here with one out. And that'll bring up Tanner Denke, the center fielder. Tanner has struck out and grounded to second. Strick takes his lead. Here's the pitch. That's high and outside. 1-0 now to Denke. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by the Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the experts, sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Next pitch low and inside. And it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes to the Lumberjack center fielder. The stretch by Kreider, the check of the runner, here it comes. That's grounded towards second. Taylor made double play ball. They get one. The throw is back. It is not going to be in time. Actually, they didn't make the throw. They had a little problem with the exchange from second to short, but they did get the force on Strick for the second out of the inning. Denke reaches on the fielder's choice now with two outs, and Jordan Heiding comes to the plate. And once again, a play that should have been made that wasn't. Nakusa could be out of the inning. That couldn't get any more tailor-made for the double play, and they just couldn't turn it. So Heiding will stand in. He has popped to first, reached on an infield single, and flied to right. Kreider works. And that's lined towards second. Bobbled by the second baseman, but he makes the play in time. Recovered. Close play at first, and Heiding is gone, and the inning is over. Four East in the sixth. No runs, no hits. No errors, and one left. And the score after 5.5 remains East 3, Nakusa 1. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At InterCity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with InterCity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the Sports Complex in Mauston, the Woodside Sports Complex, just outside of Mauston. And the Lumberjacks leading here 3-1. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Nakusa coming up. And Ty Kreider, the pitcher, will stand in. And Willie Brand out there to pitch the sixth. First pitch outside, ball one. So either the pitchers are working in the bullpen just to get their work in, or maybe one of them will pitch the seventh, but Brand is going to work through six if he can. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, that's outside in the dirt. 2-0 now. He hasn't thrown a ton of pitches here. Has only given up the two hits, both on fly balls that should have been caught. The 2-0 pitch. And that is low and inside, and the count now 3-0. Three and nothing to Ty Kreider, and the pitch. That's low ball four, so he walks him on four pitches, and let's see if that brings a trip to the mound here. East has two pitchers warming up now in the bullpen. One of them, though, I think is Schubring, and he just started throwing. I don't know who the other one is. But Brand will face now Zach Arendt, the second baseman. Lumberjacks looking for a double play ball if they can get it. They're going to square to bunt. Down two. Wow, take the out. Then he pulls back the bat. And it's a ball. Steve Heinrich wants him to check with the other umpire to see if he pulled the bat back. Looked like he still had the bat out there. Plate umpire is not going to give him that call, and it is 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Runner takes his lead. They're going to try and square to bunt again. Pulled it back, and it is a strike. He takes a strike that time, and it's 1-1. Just don't understand a bunt here. Down two. Runner at first. Widmark playing just a couple of steps in front of the bag at third. Stretch by Brand, the 1-1 pitch. Here it comes. Runner goes, and they squirt a bunt and foul the bunt back. No, it not. It was a strike. Was it a foul, or did he offer at it? I guess he offered at it and missed it completely. The ball went back to the screen. The runner is down to second base. So now the count 1-2 on the hitter, and Ty Kreider down at second base on the wild pitch. One ball, two strikes on the hitter, Zach Arendt. Hiding sneaks in towards second. Runner shortens his lead. Now Brand ready to work. Here it comes. That stayed high and tight. And it's 2-2. That ball looked like it was coming in on him more than it did. But it was a ball. Two balls, two strikes now to Arendt. And the pitch. Inside again. Count full. 3-2. Brand ready to work. The stretch and the 3-2 pitch. That's way inside ball four. So back-to-back walks have put the tying runs on base, and that may be all for Willie Brand here in the sixth inning. Steve Heinrich going out to the mound here. And I would imagine they're going to make a change here. Pretty good start for Willie, though, first start of the year. They are going to make a pitching change here. And they're going to bring Bryce Widmark in from third base to pitch. And let's see what other changes there are. We'll check the changes, but while Widmark takes his warm-up pitches, we'll take a break. We're in the sixth inning. Lumberjacks leading 3-1, but Nakusa has two men on and nobody out here in the sixth. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
The Great Rate Event is on now at Clover Belt Credit Union. Clover Belt, the leader in vehicle financing, has teamed up with 14 area dealers and Harley-Davidson of Wausau to bring you the Great Rate Event. Great rates on all new and used vehicles now through April 18th. Get your great rate deal at all Kazurik dealerships, all Brickner family locations, Hometown Motors, Fred Miller and Schofield, Gross Motors, Nielsville, Certified Auto Center, Wausau, Wheelers in Marshfield and Medford, and Harley-Davidson of Wausau. Get a great rate and a great deal, and as a special bonus, receive a voucher for four to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. With every vehicle purchased during the Great Rate Event now through April 18th. Log on to ccuwausau.com for details and quick click links to all participating vehicle dealers and Harley of Wausau. The time to buy is now. The place to finance is Clover Belt Credit Union during the Great Rate Event on now. On now.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
We are Buckwars!
And we're back here at Mauston. Bryce Widmark to work here in relief for the Lumberjacks. Strick will move to third, and Adam Peterson to play at second base. Nakusa with runners on first and second, nobody out. And Marshall Getzloff, the big lefty, is up. He squares to bunt, takes a pitch outside, ball one. Getzloff has laid down a sacrifice bunt. He also singled and scored back in the fourth inning. The only run for Nakusa so far. Lumberjacks looking for a strikeout, pop-up, or a double play ground ball if they can get one. Here's the pitch. He squares the bunt again, takes a strike, and it's 1-1. Nakusa apparently likes to play small ball because Getzloff looks like he's got the strength to power one out of here. And they've got him scoring to bunt. And the pitch squares again, gets the bunt down right back to the mound. They're going to go to first. Widmark's throw. Peterson covering in time. Sacrifice is completed. And there's one down now. Second sacrifice of the game for Getzloff. But the tying runs have moved into scoring position. And Xavier Vincente, the right fielder, will stand in. He struck out and doubled in his two trips. The stretch and the pitch. That's driven in the air, high fly ball to left field, but playable. Becker is going to catch this one. The runner is going to tag. Both runners are going to advance. And a run scores. It's 3-2, but now there are two outs. Sack fly by Vincente to left field. Ty Kreider scores from third, and Arendt moves up to third. So now two down, tying run at third. And it's up to Rob Bolin, who is now playing at first base. See if the Lumberjacks can get out of it here with a one-run lead. Got to block everything now if you're the catcher, Romanski. Widmark's going to pitch out of the stretch with a runner at third. Here's the pitch, breaking ball. That stays outside, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Strick playing back at third. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. He went after a high one, and it's 1-1 now. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Lumberjacks leading 3-2. Nakusa with a tying run at third base with two outs. And a 1-1 count on Rob Bolin. Bryce Widmark working in relief on the hill. The pitch. Breaking ball. Nearly got away from him. Romanski slid way outside to make that catch. And it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike. The stretch and the pitch. Swung on and missed, and the count even 2-2 now. Widmark looking to get out of it right here. 2-2, the stretch and the pitch. Swung out and missed. He got him, and the inning is over, and the Lumberjacks remain in the lead here. Widmark blew him away with a fastball right there, and the inning is over. For Nakusa in the sixth. On no hits, there were no errors, and one man left. And the score, after six complete, Lumberjacks 3 and Nakusa 2. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here in Boston as we go to the top of the seventh inning. Lumberjacks leading 3-2, and Cam Gritzmacher will lead things off against another new pitcher for Nakusa, Zach Arendt, on the mound now. And his first pitch to Gritzmacher is on the outside part of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Gritzmacher has singled and walked, scored two runs, and also flied out to right. Next pitch, breaking ball, and he dropped it in there on the inside corner, and it's 0-2. Nothing in two to Gritzmacher. Arendt, the pitch. Fastball, just missed. No, strike three called, outside corner. Three really good pitches by Arendt right there. Fastball outside part of the plate, breaking ball inside corner, and then another fastball that painted the outside. And Gritzmacher is gone looking for the first out of the inning. And that'll bring up Willie Brand, who's going to re-enter here and hit for Peterson. And chops one foul down the right side, and it's 0-1. Brand has singled twice and reached on an error. And he digs back in against the righty Arendt. The wind and the pitch. And that's lifted foul and out of play. Left side this time, and Brand in the hole, 0-2. Don't forget, Lumberjacks will be right back here in Boston on Saturday morning. Doubleheader with Marshfield. Two league games against the Tigers. And we'll have them for you right here. Pre-game show at 10:15. And the first pitch set for 10:30 on Saturday morning. A wide by Arendt and the pitch. Brand lifts one in the air to center field, but playable. And the catch made for the second out of the inning. Two down here in the seventh for Ben Schubring. Schubring has singled, knocked in a run back in the first. He also struck out, reached on an error, and scored in the fifth. And with two down now and nobody on, Schubring digs in. Arendt ready to work. The pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. And the pitch. Strike on the outside corner at the knees, and it's 1-1. The wind in the 1-1 pitch. Bounce right back to the mound. Arendt makes the play and will throw out Schubring to end the inning. So East goes quietly in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Score after 6.5 remains 3-2 East. Let's see if the Lumberjacks can close it out when we come back. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Great Rate Event is on now at Clover Belt Credit Union. Clover Belt, the leader in vehicle financing, has teamed up with 14 area dealers and Harley-Davidson of Wausau to bring you the Great Rate Event. Great rates on all new and used vehicles now through April 18th. Get your great rate deal at all Kazurik dealerships, all Brickner family locations, Hometown Motors, Fred Miller and Schofield, Gross Motors, Nielsville, Certified Auto Center, Wausau, Wheelers in Marshfield and Medford, and Harley-Davidson of Wausau. Get a great rate and a great deal, and as a special bonus, receive a voucher for four to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. With every vehicle purchased during the Great Rate Event now through April 18th. Log on to ccuwausau.com for details and quick click links to all participating vehicle dealers and Harley of Wausau. The time to buy is now. The place to finance is Clover Belt Credit Union during the Great Rate Event on now.
On now.
We are Buckmore.
Tom King back here at Mauston. Ben Schubring, the DH, is going to come in and play second base as Brand had re-entered, but they don't want the lefty playing second, so Schubring will come into the game and place a defensive position at second base as Bryce Widmark will try to close things out here with the lead 3-2 in the seventh inning. Widmark finishes his warm-up tosses and he will face the shortstop, Brett Sutherland, to lead things off here in the seventh for Nakusa. He has struck out and hit a little for the shortstop in his two trips. And the first pitch is fouled back at its 0-1. Nothing and one to the Nakusa shortstop. Widmark, wind up and the pitch. Fastball, and that's just a bit low, and it's 1-1 now. The wind and the 1-1 pitch. Fastball down low again. Two balls and one strike. Got to believe that, well, I shouldn't say that they're taking a strike as Sutherland swung at the first pitch here of this at-bat. Here's the pitch. That's way inside, almost hit him, and it's 3-1. Boy, I don't want to put the leadoff man on in any inning, but especially the last inning of a one-run game. And that's a danger right now with a 3-1 count. Widmark the wind and the pitch. Just put it in there, and a little chopper over the top of Widmark's head. Schubring charges, throws in time, makes the play. So Ben Schubring coming into the game defensively at second base, a position that I don't think he's played very much, made a nice charge on that ball as if after it got over Widmark's head, the chances of Sutherland reaching were pretty good, but Schubring made the play and threw out Sutherland by half a step. One down, and the top of the order, Jared Olson will stand in. Olson has walked, grounded to short, and reached on an error. First pitch from Widmark, breaking ball is low and outside, ball one. Widmark took something off that last pitch to Sutherland, just put it in there, and Sutherland chopped it right over the top of the mound. They're playing on a field that's not only all artificial turf, but the mound is artificial turf as well. Next pitch is low, ball two, 2-0. It's not as big as a normal pitcher's mound. It's the right height. Next pitch is a strike on the inside corner, 2-1. But it's not as wide as a normal pitcher's mound. The 2-1 pitch, chopped toward third, played by Strick. The throw across the diamond is low, and Corbett can't dig it out. Pops off his leg, and it will be Olson reaching on the throwing error. Luke Strick having a tough night defensively. That's his third error of the game. 2-1 ground balls to second, and now a throwing error from third. He had plenty of time and just threw that one in the ground, short-hopped Corbett, and he couldn't make the play. And so now one down, runner at first, the tying run, and P.J. Satala will stand in. He has struck out twice and reached on an error. Runner takes his lead. Widmark works, and a bunt. Tries to get it down the third base line. It rolls foul. Actually, it started foul and stayed foul, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one to Satala. If he can get the runner down into scoring position, Riley Erickson, the number three hitter in the lineup, is up next. The 0-1 pitch. Here it comes. Squares to bunt again. Out in front of the mound. Widmark's going to pick it up. They're going to go to first, and it's in time for the out. So now you've got the runner down into scoring position, but now there's two down. I'm not sure I like that. Well, I like it for East. They'll take the out every time there. Tying run is at second base. Putting a lot of pressure on Riley Erickson now to knock him in. Sacrifice completed by Satala. Now it's up to Riley Erickson. Can East close it out here? First pitch from Widmark. Breaking ball and a good one, and it's strike one. Nothing in one. Erickson has lined to center, grounded to third, and bounced back to the mound. Now we're going to get a timeout called and a conference between Bob Atkinson, the Nacusa coach, and his base runner at second base. Probably telling him that he's going to try to score on anything. Any ground ball to the outfield, even if it's hard hit, they're going to try to score him and tie this game. If he gets thrown out at the plate, so be it. You got to take your shot. The stretch by Widmark. And the 0-1 pitch. Fouled at the plate. And it's 0-2, and the Lumberjacks are one pitch away from getting out of it here. And putting it in the win column. Nothing in two on Riley Erickson. Widmark, long look in. Runner takes his lead. Here's the pitch, and it hits him in the back, and that nailed him pretty good. But Erickson pops up and will head down to first. And now the winning run is on base. Runners at first and second for Ty Kreider. So one pitch away, he tried to go up and in on him and got it too far in and nailed it right in the back. And so now runners at first and second and two outs, and Ty Kreider will stand in. He has struck out, flied to center, and walked, scored a run back in the sixth inning. Left-handed hitter now. And the pitch. Grounded towards second. Corbett comes over, makes the play. Widmark, can he get there in time? Yes, he did, and the ball game is over. Barely. Widmark was late getting over to first. Corbett ranged over to make the play and then flipped it to Widmark, who beat the runner by an eyelash. And the game is over, and the Lumberjacks will win it here by a score of 3-2. We'll take a timeout, come back, and recap all of the scoring from this one. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat. The way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
The Great Rate Event is on now at Clover Belt Credit Union. Clover Belt, the leader in vehicle financing, has teamed up with 14 area dealers and Harley-Davidson of Wausau to bring you the Great Rate Event. Great rates on all new and used vehicles now through April 18th. Get your great rate deal at all Kazuri dealerships, all Brickner family locations, Hometown Motors, Fred Miller in Schofield, Gross Motors, Nielsville, Certified Auto Center, Wausau, Wheelers in Marshfield and Medford, and Harley-Davidson of Wausau. Get a great rate and a great deal, and as a special bonus, receive a voucher for four to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. With every vehicle purchased during the Great Rate Event now through April 18th, log on to ccuwausau.com for details and quick click links to all participating vehicle dealers and Harley of Wausau. The time to buy is now. The place to finance is Clover Belt Credit Union during the Great Rate Event on now.
On now.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the Woodside Sports Complex in Boston, where the Lumberjacks go to 2-0 on the young season. They beat Nacoosa here in non-conference action by a score of 3-2. Let's recap the scoring for you. Lumberjacks took the lead in the first inning. Ken Gritzmacher with a single. Willie Brand also singled. And then Ben Schubring with a hard line drive that drove in the run. And it was 1-0. It stayed that way until the bottom of the fourth inning when Nacoosa tied it. Marshall Getzloff with a single, Xavier Vicente with a double, and the Lumberjacks didn't keep it tied very long. They came back with two runs in the fifth inning, taking advantage of some shoddy defense. There was an RBI in the inning as well. Bryce Widmark knocked in a run, and it was 3-1. Nacoosa got one back in the sixth on an RBI sack fly by Xavier Vicente, but that was as much as they could muster. They did put two runners on in the seventh inning. Winning run was on base, and East was able to work out of it. A close play at first base, Corbett to Widmark to end it, and the Lumberjacks get the win. Winning pitcher was Bryce Widmark. Actually, winning pitcher was Willie Brand, who picked up the win, got the start. It went five innings, seven strikeouts, four walks, gave up just two hits and two runs, one of them earned. Widmark came in, pitched two innings, no strikeouts, no walks. Losing pitcher was Ty Kreider, who gave up two runs in that fifth inning, unearned runs, and took the loss. Two runs, two hits, and two errors for Nacoosa. And for East, three runs, six hits, and three errors. Not great defense, cold night here in Boston. But we'll see what happens when the Lumberjacks get back down here on Saturday and play a doubleheader against Marshfield, a couple of Wisconsin Valley Conference games Saturday morning, and we'll have them for you with the pregame show at 10:15. With the win, East goes to 2-0 on the season, and with the loss, Nacoosa drops to 2-4 on the year. Well, that's going to wrap things up here tonight. Thanks to Zach, our engineer, and remember, you can catch the podcast and all of our podcasts on our new website, everythinglumberjacks.com, hashtag Wausau East. Post your pictures if you're at games. Check out all of the play-by-play podcasts of the games and see game photos at everythinglumberjacks.com. Also go to foxsportswausau.com to check it out as well. So we're going to talk to you again on Saturday morning when East will take on Marshfield, but that'll wrap things up here for tonight. This is Tom King. Thanks for listening. Your final once again, Wausau East 3, Nacoosa 2. You've been listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Been listening to Wausau East Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. East Baseball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorty Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Clover Belt Credit Union, Marshfield Clinic, and Intercity State Bank.
The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.